This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines here this hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Miami Heat's back in action tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. 8 o'clock is your tip-off tonight. What do they call it? Place the FedEx Forum? Is that what they call it?
Didn't it change?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No, I think it's still the FedEx Forum. Let's see. Grizzlies Arena. FedEx Forum?
Boom. How about that?
Hey, look at this guy.
Look at that.
He knows his stuff.
People still FedExing?
I went to FedEx the other day.
I'm a UPSer.
My mustache.
Whoa. Okay. I didn't know it was you.
So
I thought we just had another new producer.
No, it was me the whole time.
It depends. Like, sometimes I'll go to UPS and, like, something that I know at FedEx will cost, like, $25, $30, they'll charge $70. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, never mind. But now you can go to the mailing places that do both.
Mm. I went to UPS and they're like, you should go to the post office.
Yeah.
I was like, are you sending me somewhere else?
Yeah.
Going to the post office is a trip now, man. That's crazy. I'm like, I feel like I step back in time when I go to the post office.
Dude, that line ain't. The post office is the only place in the world where no matter how simple you think the person in front of you has it, it's always complicated.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, it's.
So that game gets going tonight, 8 o'clock. 6:45 is preheat. Waiting on, I believe, I'm waiting to see if we got any quotes coming from Shoot Around. The Heat were getting a little pre.
Oh, you seeing if they ask, all you care about is whether they ask Bo?
They're going to ask Bo.
You think?
Of course. I don't know. He's not going to say anything.
Even if he says, don't ask me about the Terry Rozier stuff up front, do you think? See,
guys
got to be respectful.
People will be respectful, but I think that. You still got to ask how the team's handling everything, because I think
that's a terrible.
But it is
question.
A real thing. Like, you do have to ask. Like,
he wasn't playing,
dude. I understand, but he is friends with those guys. He was literally at Spo's house barbecuing with their kids the other day. Like, it's a weird thing.
Of course, it's
a weird thing that just happened to that team.
Of course, like it's unfortunate. But here, it's the personal part of it, like your friend. Not your teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hope
yes.
It works out for
no,
your
that,
friend.
But I think that's what that I it, it's one of those things that's kind of undersold on all of this is like, man, awful that Terry's going through it too. Like, I saw he's there with his mom at the course. That's a crazy that you got to put your house up. Nobody thinks this is going to happen. I saw that even this past week, and I was reading an Iris column that like he thought like Iris was talking about getting cleared. He wrote and he thought that he meant for the investigation, and it was about his hamstring. And I was like, oh, my God, that like to have that weight over you.
So just imagine that might be why he was playing so bad, because that weight was maybe, still on him.
That's maybe. What I was thinking.
If you just mentioned the word cleared,
yep.
And he thought it was about that.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Then it was on his brain the whole time.
But yeah, you got to ask like how that. Even Steph was asking. They were all answering questions about it last night at the Warriors game. Like everybody was asking about this.
Yeah,
like this is the thing they were talking about it yesterday on Inside the NBA. You see, Chuck and Kenny got into it. Usually, it's Chuck and Shaq.
No,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. This was Kenny Smith yesterday on Inside the NBA.
We have to realize gambling is an addiction. So the addiction of it is what makes you make illogical decisions. So not because you make $9 million. There are people who are making, the FBI director said, there's a man who lost $1.8 million. That means he has a lot of money. So he has an addiction to that, those fish that they talk about that they were bringing in. So gambling is an addiction which can make you make illogical decisions regardless of your ethnic background, regardless of your physical background, and regardless of your financial status. So let's understand that. And I disagree in terms of the NBA dropping the ball. This is an ongoing investigation. There's no way that any FBI or police even would come to anyone and say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is all, the surprise element always makes it happen. So they cannot overextend the information that they're receiving. And this is about individuals. And last, and I'll let you talk, Chuck. I wish you would,
because you're making me mad right here.
Well, I can make you mad, and you can make me mad. I just have my opinion. You're going to have yours.
Okay, so Chuck was not happy. Because Chuck had said, he's like, I think the league dropped the ball on the Terry Rozier thing. He thinks that the fact that you cleared him in an investigation, you guys dropped the ball on that.
Right.
Here's what Chuck had to say about it.
Clear something up for me, Chuck.
I'm going to clear it up quickly.
I know, but I really just want this. You say the league dropped the ball on the Rozier part of
yes.
this? Yes. Because they had already looked at it and said we didn't have enough, but not on the Chauncey. They didn't drop the ball on
First
Chauncey.
First of all, these are two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
It's two different things.
So the league dropped the ball Chauncey. On Rozier, you
Take
say.
Chauncey out the equation.
All right.
And the reason I'm mad at Kenny is, man, this ain't got nothing to do with damn gambling addiction. This ain't got nothing to do with addiction. These dudes are stupid.
Why are they stupid?
You, under no circumstances can you fix basketball games. Under no circumstances. I love to gamble. The notion, like, Rozier makes $26 million. Him betting, giving people information or taking himself out of games, how much is he gonna benefit taking himself out the game to get unders? Like, he's making $26 million. The notion he gave, how much of these guys he gave a head up, he took himself out of games on prop bets. How much money is he going to make?
Well, if he did that, you're proving my point.
What do you mean?
That, he got that means
that's not
that
addiction.
It's a logical thought process. No. If you're making $26 million to try to win $50,000, like, that's illogical. So that you're proving my point.
No, that's not addiction. That's stupidity.
The same reason someone goes and uses drugs when they're in the NBA.
Drugs are addiction.
There's no gambling addiction?
No, yeah, they are gambling addiction. But the notion that you're trying to make some of these guys be an addiction. You can't fix basketball games. Like I say, this is separate from Chauncey, but the notion that guys are making all this money and giving information, come on, man, stop that. Ain't got nothing to do with addiction. That's just total stupidity on these two dudes' parts.
There you go. Last night on Inside the NBA.
Now, I'm not sure that here's the problem with all this. The fact that they're being lumped in together, even though they're two separate things. Well, and that's the problem. See, Chuck saying these guys are stupid, right? They're two different situations.
Mm-hmm.
One is being accused of doing something during the game, and another one is not. One has nothing to do with basketball. And so to say both of these guys
He's on. Well, yeah, Chauncey is unnamed in the fixing of games thing. He's looked. He's like an unnamed accomplice in all of it. The thing that he's getting indicted for, though, was the poker games where he was
a
lure for a lot of these guys.
So, in these big games. If you're a lure, you get the same charges as the. It's like the getaway driver.
Yeah, because it's like they're all getting wire fraud and all that type of stuff, and that type of stuff, and you know. But I think the thing that doesn't really ride with Kenny's point on the gambling edition is this isn't gambling.
Like, this isn't gambling.
It's fixing.
It's like, that's, conning people.
Yeah, it's cheating. Like it's that's the problem. Right. You're not addicted to gambling. You're doing something. For whatever reason, because I don't know why Terry Rozier would get mixed up in something like that. Allegedly, this guy is a childhood friend that he was dealing with, and they maybe thought, like, hey, this is a victimless crime. Who's going to know, right? Like, I think that's probably – we're playing – like, if I could step into the logic of why you would do it, you're a childhood friend with somebody, be like, dude, you guys are tanking for Wembanyama. What does it matter? Your foot hurts? Why don't we not tell anybody your foot hurts? We bet all your unders. We make crazy money. And you're never going to get caught because who's going to know? Like, that's probably where I would get the logic of it. And if I was Terry Rozier, I'd be like, dude, can I just give you the 200K? But I don't know why you would do it when you make that kind of money, but that's the only type of place where I could go is you're influenced by it with somebody you care about or think you care about who says, dude, who's going to care if your foot hurts? Don't tell anybody. We'll make a little cash. Tax-free, no one's going to know, on your info, and I can leak it to Johnny Thumbs over here and get an extra 100K.
Here's the other
thing. All, like, speculating about a dramatization, by the way.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So, the other thing with Terry is that he's not gambling himself. Now, I will say this. The person that could fall into this is Damon Jones, because he had gotten in deep from gambling.
That's what they reported, yes.
Right, and so he is the one that might have had the problem.
Right.
But these other two guys, their involvement really didn't have nothing to do with being addicted to gambling.
No, it didn't have to do with addiction. It seems like it had to do with greed. Greed and bad friends.
I don't understand why that. Here, think about this. How much money would you bet on a fight that was minus -1500?
I have to bet on the favorite.
Would you even bet on it?
No.
So that's my point. That if you make 20 something million and you're risking all that to win or to get 50 or 60 grand, it doesn't even, like...
But how many times do we hear about athletes, though, having the wrong people around them, right? Like, yes. What if he's got somebody who he's had
and that
you feel some type of like, all right, because like, yeah, who's going to care? Like, who's going to care that I didn't play in a Hornets game?
Right.
The season's over. They want us to lose anyway. What do I got to do? Not tell the trainer my foot hurts?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I don't know, Leroy. I don't know what logic goes into that. But I know we hear that guys can get the wrong guys around them. They got idiots around them.
And do we know that Terry was involved?
What is in the indictment is that they were counting the winnings together.
But that doesn't mean.
But I don't know how they have proof of that.
Right.
I don't know. That's something that they are going to present. I would imagine.
That doesn't mean that Terry gave him information to go bet it. Maybe the guy was close and got some information. But that doesn't mean, you see, just because he was over his house counting his winnings.
Would guess he's not in handcuffs if they didn't have some good proof of it, though.
No, I know. I'm just trying to. I guess here's the problem. It's hard in our mind to see how somebody could go this route, but we don't know what they were thinking.
Nope.
And that's, you know, they say Leroy would throw a game for a lifetime Augusta. No, I wouldn't, dude.
Augusta?
Dude, let me explain something to you. Here's the part of all this that I have with all this. There is nothing that I've ever done in my life that I didn't try to win. Right? And that portion of it would not allow me to ever throw a game or nothing. I mean, I'm the grown ass man that you know slams the ball in an 8-year-old's face. Like, I've just been a competitor my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you have that in you to just say, I'm going to give a L. No, sir. That's why it's hard for me to, because I don't even let my kids win.
Yeah.
No.
Well, listen, you've told me the stories about recruiting, too. Like, you didn't stay home, and it would have probably been easier if you would have stayed home at college.
Sure.
But you wanted to get away from stuff like that. Right. You know, like, I don't know, dude. I don't know why people do the things they do. You know, it's a crazy situation. It's a crazy situation. I can't really wrap my mind around it because it feels now, like you have the world. Like, if you're Terry Rozier and you had an $80 million contract, like, you made it, right?
Right.
And, like, if he didn't do this for the rest of his, we just saw DeAndre Jordan got $4 million to show up. So for the rest of his days, even with this stinker, Terry Rozier will probably get a $2 million payday for a couple more years if he wanted to. Like,
right.
Why you would do this, I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. The only thing I can say is you got bad people around you that would take you down.
That's the hard part about it. We've heard stories about a lot of athletes who have their childhood friends around them, and they get caught up in some ridiculous, you know, stuff. It's unfortunate, you know what I mean? It's unfortunate because more than anything, I don't think Terry wants to be the person known as that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part. However, like, man, when you... Here's what I'm telling you. Here's what I think happened. I'm going to be honest with you. I think they went to that so-called friend, caught him, right? Started asking him questions, and then kind of said, you can make it easier on yourself if you give up somebody, right? And so that's when you realize, and it's unfortunate that it takes something like this to realize, your friends are conditional friends. Because if it gets down to it, like, you need a friend like Barry Bonds had.
Oh, man. Greg Anderson?
Greg Anderson. Like, hey, Greg Anderson is notorious for being a good friend.
I like they said about Shohei's translator.
Oh, yeah.
I saw what that bookie said. He goes, you think that guy was making those bets? Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't just keep changing your facial hair the entire time. You're not a federal agent.
It's a beard now. First of all, what's crazy is it looks like you have all of that taped off. Oh, a Fu Man. Whoops.
Nope,
dude,
it's gone.
That is.
What did you get? Did you buy Timu mustache too?
No, he got. You know where he got it? He got it from like one of those little things outside the restaurant. You put 50 Cent in.
No.
And he got a mustache.
No. I went to Spirit Halloween.
It had Timu glue on it, huh?
It's not good glue.
That glue is definitely toxic. Just being around your nose is dangerous.
Maybe I'll add to my beard.
Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Why do you sound so... you just don't. Tyreek Hill was on Teron Armstead's podcast yesterday.
Was really? He?
He was. Yeah. He was back in Tua.
Well, that's strange because he was also back in the Chiefs the other day on Twitter. But yeah,
he loves the Chiefs.
I would say that what Tyreek is usually pretty consistent with being positive.
Yep.
And then he does something that's the most not positive thing, and it kind of throws it off. But for the most part, he's been pretty consistent, pretty positive about Tua and how he goes about it. And I think most of the guys on the team are like that with Tua, right? I don't think Tua, you know, the environment around that team is pretty positive,
mm-hmm.
even though they're not doing well. And that's unfortunate because that is the hardest thing to be. It's hard to be positive when, you know, when you have some of your teammates or even you or just going out there and struggling. Like, you have to be positive if you're a vet and you're on a team with all these rookies because you were a rookie before, right? Like, I could never get mad at a rookie because I know my rookie year I sucked.
Man, it's crazy. He said on if he's going to continue playing, he says, at the end of the day, I feel like that decision is based upon how I feel or my mindset is at the moment. He said on Teron Armstead's podcast, I'm happy with the career that I've had. I love playing football. I love it. It takes a lot. Takes a lot on you mentally. Takes a toll on you physically. I'm at the point now where I need to have a conversation with my mom, family, and everybody where my mind is at the time. That decision will be made, but I know right now I haven't had time to live in the moment. It was a nasty injury.
Yeah. Here's what happens. When you have an injury that bad, like the initial shock of it, like, oh, my God, how am I going to get through this? And then you sit around for a couple of weeks and you watch football, and then you get the itch and you start moving around a little bit, and then you go through the rehab, and then it's still football season, and then by the time football season is, you feel like you can get some running, and you're like, oh, all right, let's go.
Yep. Yeah.
I never missed a substantial amount of time, so in all my years. Hmm. I think the most – I got put on IR at the end of 1 year. Because my ribs kept breaking every time
I
tried to heal.
I think this is his first significant injury, too. Yeah. And he hasn't been hurt. This is, I mean.
Can't get hurt if you don't get touched.
That was a gross injury.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, I'm telling you, sometimes the real gross ones,
mm-hmm.
like as long as there's not a break, if it's real gross at the joint, that's, you know, that is actually better for you. Like the Alex Smith.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was. Oh, my goodness.
That was like Theismann. That was, oof.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
His leg still looks weird.
Does it?
Yeah, because he had like he had to have so many surgeries. Yeah. Like the skin, like it doesn't look like a regular lower leg.
No, it looks like a
like somebody almost. Like a shark bit him.
Yeah, it's rough. It's amazing he was able to make it back, like to even walking and stuff.
Yep, I think Alex Smith and Drew Bledsoe had very similar careers. Hmm. Weren't bad, but circumstances they got replaced. By
legends,
right. So think about it. You're having a pretty good career. You get hurt, and Tom Brady's your backup, right? Like it's just unfortunate, but like yeah, Alex Smith probably is that dude had more 13 win seasons than a lot of quarterbacks.
I don't know.
He had a lot of good seasons.
I got to see how many 13 win seasons he's had. We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. You know, I thought you were going to run out of songs, but you're still here. You know, Frog Boy, good for you, dude.
Dream police.
Hey, the Miami Heat are offering fans value deals like a $60 pizza deal, 4 pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal, 4 hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks. Grab and go stands on the 400 level, and they also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, $3 snacks, and kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets and a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and you get a silicone bracelet. For more info on the foods and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Heat's home opener is on Sunday, and that'll be against the New York Knicks. And then who do you know rolls into town on Tuesday? Those rat bastard Charlotte Hornets!
Wow.
You guys know what you did!
Okay.
You know what you did! I want my pick back! I want my pick back! You scheming!
You know what you would say?
Bastards!
You know what you would say?
What?
Them's the breaks.
Oh, I was on the other side.
That's what you were saying. If you were on the other side.
Suckers. Hey, this would be me if I was the Hornets GM right now. Hey, guys, speak to Pat Riley. Hey, it's the Hornets GM. Pat, totally feel bad about, you know, that first round pick because we knew about the Terry Rozier thing and we want to make it right, give it back. You know, you just got to come catch it. Ah!
So good.
It's like those more. I don't even know who the GM is of the Hornets. Is it still Mitch Kupchak?
Mitch Kupchak?
Who is the Charlotte Hornets GM right now?
It is Jeff Peterson.
I have no idea who that is. Oh. That literally sounds like a fake name.
Everyone knows old Jeff. Jeff.
How long has he been the GM?
He took over the role in
2024.
March of.
Oh, so he wasn't even the GM when. March of 2024. So he's the GM like right after the Rozier trade happened, right?
Interesting.
So he probably said, hey, we probably need to get ahead of this.
Interesting.
All right. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Can I just tell you, I'm trying to give my dog some tough love.
Oh.
So I've been taking him on walks. And Dre. And he does this thing where I pull on the, you know, so he doesn't run. Because he tries to overpower everybody.
Yep.
And he does this thing where he squats down and backs up and, like, gets a running start and then tries to.
I like it.
I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
I have no quibble with Dre. It's with Luna.
Ah.
Oh, Luna barks at everybody. And she.
She gives me that side eye.
She doesn't even bark close.
No, she was barking at me from across the house.
Do, so. Right.
No, it's not fair.
She does that to everybody. Like, she won't get off that couch. Right?
Peers over the
sectional. She looks over the thing and just barks. Right.
I was trying to watch the Dolphins.
Yeah. Then mistake number one.
Eric Spoelstra has spoken at a shoot-around asked by Ira Winderman about the situation. He wasn't going to speak on it. He did say that the team had a meeting yesterday to address it. And then today,
we're not addressing it.
He said it's about task at hand.
Nah, of course.
About the Grizzlies. He says you have to compartmentalize in this league. And then he was asked about Terry, and he's just like, Terry had a positive influence in our locker room. You know, that's, you know, he's sorry for him. And nothing earth shattering from Spo. Not that you were expecting much. Bam Adebayo is from Tim Reynolds. Bam Adebayo speaking at shoot around on Terry Rozier, quote, you support him through and through. It felt kind of weird without him being here today, actually, because he's the first person I get to talk to in the morning. He brings that great energy to our team.
I mean, we talk to him. He's awesome, right?
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Nice guy.
Hello, Jennifer.
Yeah, hello, Jennifer.
I know you were here, but we got into conversation when he said hello.
No, you got into conversation about your dogs and giving them tough love.
But I... Okay.
We also got to
mention the top love.
We did research during the break, and Leroy.
Yeah.
Minus one.
Yes.
For deception.
What was the research?
Alex Smith did not have a bunch of 13-win seasons. In fact, he had one.
Just one.
One. In fact, he only had one or two good seasons.
Bum.
Yeah. Whoa.
Which is probably why they drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Bum.
Yeah, that's fair.
He wasn't a bum, but he wasn't, you know.
For being average. For being run of the mill.
199 touchdowns, though, only 109 picks.
Dude.
He was like Charlie Checkdown. Like, that's what he was known as.
Yeah, that's true.
Baby hands, too.
Charlie Checkdown.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Oh, Checkdown Charlie. Sorry, I reversed it. My bad. Charlie Checkdown sounds like a fake character on a football show.
Sounds like a type of cheeseburger.
And there's Charlie Checkdown. You know what he's doing. Throwing to A-chan.
But you know what? The whole NFL is all of that now.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Do that in bubble screen.
No more risks.
And there's... Dan Day, who's always here.
Always here, dude. Let's get to the Mitch Bag.
Look, wait. There is no weather. Wait.
Why? That's minus one.
Wait. For making it weird.
So how?
Making it weird.
How old do you have to be considered a cougar?
I don't know. When does cougar status begin? That's a good question. Mid-40s?
I was going to say 45.
Oh, okay.
Well, somewhere in your 40s, I think.
Okay.
Right?
So, she's not there yet. Yeah.
No, still got time.
Time.
I've got time.
Yeah.
You are getting old, though.
Wow!
You are literally like 4 months.
Welcome back, Marcos. Welcome back, Marcos.
Minus one for you and your stupid outfit.
Now we harmful behavior. Now we attacking.
For lashing out.
Oh, you got your company shirt on? Yeah, wow. Look at that.
Very official. More official than Marcos and that. Terrible
mustaches.
I'm telling you, dude.
What are you talking about?
Right now, all you need is right now. You know who he looks like?
We're talking about
Fat Cheech and Chong.
You look like you have a 4.5 ERA.
No need to specify that it's Fat Cheech and Chong. You know.
What's in the mixed bag there, federal agent?
I can't find my mustache.
All right. Well, let us start off with some audio that potentially will piss off our boy. Leroy Horde here.
Whoa.
It is Mr. Ayahuasca himself, Aaron Rodgers. Although he denied the importance of this game, we all know where his heart belongs.
My time, man, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
Liar, because that's not what it sounded like when they shipped you to the Jets. He wasn't saying that.
He was really upset that they wouldn't draft anybody in the first round for offense, and then they drafted a quarterback.
It's offense.
It is offense.
I mean, like, can I just say this? How can you be surprised when that's exactly how you got there?
Crazy.
Right? He's mad at the same reason when he was brought in.
Literally went to the same team that Brett Favre went to also.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the Panthers are listing Bryce Young as doubtful this week against Buffalo.
What did he get? Hurt height?
What?
Bruised
only
height?
Only Tua admits to his height.
Bruised height?
I don't know what he's dealing with.
No, Bryce Young got that Kyler Murray height.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what. Kyler Murray has a cannon.
Yeah, he does. And he's fast.
Oh, goodness.
Mobile.
Well, no. I don't know if he's fast or he just takes little baby steps. And so it looks like it.
Yeah, you know.
Because he runs like Benny Hill.
Can't find an injury on him, though. They won't say what it is.
Yeah. Hurt height.
I guess you win. What else you got?
We have been talking about it at length, as the rest of the sports world is as well. That is, of course, this gambling scandal in the NBA.
I thought you were going to talk about the Panther struggles.
Oh, no, not yet. No need to panic. But FBI Director Kash Patel says the fraud, the amount of fraud is unlike anything he has ever seen.
It's mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
Okay, so...
For running up the score.
Yeah. Like, we get it. Like...
Minus one.
I'll tell you what they did
do... For propaganda.
I'll tell you what they did do yesterday.
Wow.
They throw a lot of cheese and a lot of Tobin in it.
What?
Really? The gig is up.
Operation Royal Flush.
Right.
What wasn't about integrity? What was it?
Oh, I got that. This was the police commissioner.
Players altered their performance or took themselves out of games to make sure that those bets paid out. One example occurred on March 23rd, 2023 in Charlotte. Terry Rozier, an NBA player now with the Miami Heat, but at the time playing for the Hornets, allegedly let others close to him know that he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. Using that information, members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics. Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes, and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit. The proceeds were later delivered to his home, where the group counted their cash. As the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity.
See, the cheese.
Too much.
Wow. Right. Like it's so, listen.
It's a very theatrical.
It's a serious offense. I'm not taking away from that. But do we have to throw cheese on it? I felt like I was in
agents
watching something, right?
You know, agents love a press conference. You know, they love this is their time to shine. You know, it's not like a coach where you got to do two a day. You know, it's like press is gonna be here
too much.
Dial it up,
right? And I told you when I was watching it, mm-hmm. I'm like, whew,
a lot of
this
peacocking.
Has a lot of Tobin in it.
I wish you would stop saying that. You don't have to be related to me.
Wait. Operation Royal Flush? Who would have anybody of the four of us, who would have gave it that name?
That's definitely Tobin.
Right.
Says the guy wearing a fake mustache on his beard. What?
Wait. He's got a police hat and the FBI shirt.
Yeah, he doesn't even match.
This guy
Tobin can't stay serious for a second. I got a promotion, JP.
I'm surprised it's not an FBI shirt that says female body inspector on the back.
I made this morning.
Again, only Tobin would give charges and then give all the little side stuff, right?
If I was police,
you would have
did
that, right? You would have said exactly what she said. No, I'm just like too much. Like we already know how serious it is, right? We don't need you to throw cheese on it. We know what Terrier's dealing with now.
We know here it is Halloween season, and we're here to tell you that you don't have to be scared of Scary Terry anymore.
No more tricks, because we're treating this guy like a criminal. All right, guys. Okay.
Because you know what happens at the end of every Halloween movie? The good guys win.
But that's didn't it seem like that's how this was going to go throughout the whole press conference?
A lot of show poniness. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of show poniness.
Well, you know this regime. Reality TV star.
Now, here's what's the kicker. With all these press conferences and all this stuff right here, what if they get found innocent?
I don't know.
Now, I will say this. Every person that I've ever talked to that has talked about federal versus state or local, federal, usually, until recently, don't even bring up charges unless it's like a 99% chance.
Right.
And so once you get federal charges, that usually carries a different weight than local.
Well, I think the one thing with this that's interesting, right? Like, obviously, Terry Rozier did something wrong, and they got their photo. Well, I don't want to say obviously. I apologize. Allegedly. It seems like he allegedly did something wrong, right? But wouldn't the purpose be, like, if you really were trying to get to the bottom of this, a crime ring? I don't think that Terry Rozier is running the crime ring.
Right.
So, like, can Terry Rozier be an asset to them? Like, isn't that how this usually works? So, don't you really want to get Johnny Thumbs or whoever's
running
this thing?
But here's the thing. And this is the problem I had with it from the beginning. Terry Rozier's issue has nothing to do with what Chauncey Billups is.
But they're saying they're connected. Like, not the actions weren't connected, but they're saying that this is all part of some ring. So isn't the point to get information on the whole ring? Like, isn't that what you really want to take down?
I mean, I think that Damon Jones was giving information, and that's how Terry Rozier got caught up in it, even though...
Yeah, the same guy who Damon Jones was speaking to, according to the arrest, was the same guy that Terry Rozier's friend was speaking to.
Correct.
So
Terry Rozier is getting sucked into this because of the friend was in the ring more than he was. He may not even known that.
We don't know.
Right.
We don't know. I don't know. I don't want to, like, say, hey, I will take his word for
it. Will we be wearing costumes next week?
I won't be here, so no. Oh, it's, yeah, Friday, right? Friday's Halloween?
Yeah. Nah.
Boots are made for walking.
I usually can just come as a black man, and that terrifies me.
I'm going to dress up as a professional for Dirty Boxing.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Have my costume. Have we rotated our? You know.
I got a new shirt.
New shirt. Hey, you know, let me just throw this out there.
Have
two or three suits.
I might have to.
I mean, yes.
So busy nowadays.
Yeah, I might have to.
It's not even that. First of all, if you rotate them, they last longer.
That's true.
You know, and especially if you're going to get blood on you.
I'm excited about this main event. Big Sexy is going to be fighting.
Oh.
That's his name.
That's his nickname. He's fighting Gable Stevenson, though. Probably going to get killed. But, you know.
Oh, so.
Big Sexy's just there for his hometown. He says he's going to pull up the upset of a lifetime, though. We'll see.
Oh.
Dude. Anything can happen in the WX ring.
Hold on. How many boxers have said that?
Lots.
Right. And we still know right now, to this day, that Buster Douglas is one of the biggest upsets ever. I mean, even when Muhammad Ali beat
Mike Tyson was partying his ass off in Japan.
Even when Muhammad Ali beat Sonny Liston, that was a big upset.
Yep. Yep. Andy Ruiz beating Anthony Joshua.
Oh, that was big. That was crazy.
But, I mean, we looked at body types, and we kind of did that. But when you see his workouts, dude can move.
Yeah.
He just had a dad body.
But then we saw party version Andy Ruiz afterwards.
I mean,
he wasn't as good.
Him and Fury are probably, they go from hero
but
to
Fury's
zero.
But Fury's at least 6'9".
Yeah, but come
He's
on.
Always going to have height.
Yeah, but he also got to lose 70 pounds just to start working out.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We'll play a little You're Dead to Me. And more to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.